Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced new initiatives to strengthen cooperation with CARICOM. He's been speaking at the just-held Canada CARICOM Summit.
So I'm happy to announce today that we'll be expanding duty-free access under the Commonwealth Caribbean countries tariff program to textiles and apparel. And to strengthen the ties between businesses in Canada and the Caribbean workers they employ, Canada is committed to implementing a new foreign labor program for agriculture and fish processing under our temporary foreign worker program. Private capital can also help build up the clean economy in an area with a lot of potential for profit, prosperity, and common good, as well as helping the region achieve sustainable development goals. Things like green infrastructure, smart agriculture, renewable energy, clean technology, and so much more are all areas in which Canadian innovation and businesses are growing, and opportunities to partner with friends in the Caribbean is outstanding.
Speaking on CARICOM's behalf was Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who saw a need for greater Canadian help in some areas.
One of the constraints would be the need for greater development of our logistics, specifically our transportation. And I think that's an area of development attention and investment interest that we can discuss further within this forum. Clearly, as our economies develop and move more towards services and technological innovation, on both sides, but particularly within the CARICOM region, greater investments are needed in our human resource development, focusing on STEM and innovation technology. And I think that this is a great opportunity between Canada and the region to explore how this can be done.
And this is how Prime Minister Holness sought to address the thorny issue of migration to Canada.
As our labor force change and the demand for new services emerge, we also see that managing our respective labor forces is something that we have to pay attention to. Migration from the CARICOM region into Canada is often seen as a beneficial thing, but as our economies grow and expand, we too need these resources that are migrating. And so I think there is opportunity for even deeper collaboration on how we train and how that is financed and how that is managed so that the need for workforce in Canada versus the need for workforce in our respective regions can be strategically managed and curated so that there is no fallout. I think it is also important to note that the Caribbean region is investing heavily in developing its financial institutions and regulations to facilitate trade and investment. And so the region is a strong institutional developed region so that we can accommodate investments from developed countries, Canada. Outside of that, I think we should express a great satisfaction that CARICOM has been extended. I think this is a platform that we have not used as much as we should, even though it is what is now the main facilitation for trade. I think there's even more opportunity there. And outside of that, I think the bilateral efforts between the countries of the region directly with Canada has to be intensified.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.